Hey, this is Julian Taylor.
Hi, I'm Carson Gray.
Hi, I'm Cindy Paul.
I'm R. Carlos Nakai.
And you're listening to
Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Welcome back. That's Jack DeJohnette's take on Jimi Hendrix's Wait Until Tomorrow from the Hudson album. Came out about 2016. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. I'm joined on the line with my good friend Stephen Rushing Wynn, and we're discussing Rushing Wynn and Native Groove's latest album, Defunk. We had an important discussion on mental health as it pertains to the pandemic and some of the challenges and some of those reminders that we need to keep in mind to take whatever situation that life throws at us and learn to make the best of it. The pandemic has taught us to let go of things and has put into focus what is important. And I certainly have felt that this whole time as well, Stephen. It's good to be able to catch up with you on this side of that. I'm glad you and your family are doing well. Things are starting to open back up a little bit more. Are you able to play? What are some of your future plans at this point?
Well, yeah, it is... It's kind of a little scary at the same time, things that are opening up, you know. But I was in Arizona just over the weekend and hung out with my good friend Odell Borg of High Spirits. And, you know, we're talking about future, you know, future events, things like that, maybe putting on some shows, you know, down in Tucson again. But other than that, you know, I have a show coming up. It's a small show, but it's a... For me, it's perfect because it's, you know, I can wet my toes a little bit, you know, in the water. It's for a Shakespeare, Shakespeare play, and I'm going to be opening up the show. They had to cancel it last year, so they're making a big deal about it this year. It's like a re-grand opening almost, if you will. I'll be performing there in July 15th, and that's going to be my first live gig since February of 2020. I'm a little nervous already about it. It's really interesting that I would feel nervous because I never get nervous in my gigs, but I've been doing Zoom concerts. Sure. But it's not the same, you know.
Well, I was going to ask if you're getting butterflies in anticipation. You're probably overthinking it at this point, huh?
I think I am. I'm going to be playing Defunk a lot and some of the songs on that. And so I'm going to enjoy myself. I think I'm just going to get out there, and I'm sure when I'm done, I'll feel like I'm $1 million. I mean, I usually feel great after a gig anyway.
Yeah. That's a great feeling.
But not having done anything for over a year, it is a little butterflies are floating around there, you know? Like the beginning, it's not like I'm starting all over again.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't help but notice that back in May, you did a Zoom with some folks in Japan. You've been there before. Any plans to go back or do another Zoom with your friends over there?
Yes. Well, they are talking about having me come out in person, but they said let's wait till, you know, things kind of settle down. Sure. And in Japan, they're not doing great yet. They're still kind of in lockdown. But yes, in November, I'll be performing again for the folks out in Japan. And the Japanese artists, the Japanese listeners, they're amazing people, and they really respect a lot of the indigenous music. They love it. In fact, the native flute out there is really strong and big, going well. And these people are excellent performers. I mean, I know they have their own flute, you know, but they have picked up a flute very well. And I've enjoyed teaching some of them as a student. But as well as performing for them. So I'm looking forward. It's November. I mean, I'm not sure. I think it's the first week in November that we're going to be performing for them.
I also understand you're working or you have plans to release a new album with Michael Mucklow as well, yeah?
Yes, yes. We're Michael approached me a while back, and we've been kind of flirting with the idea. Cool. But it's going to be called The Fifth Element, and it's our fifth album. So we're working on it right now as we speak. I mean, I've been working on some songs and looking forward to recording it. We'll be going to Joshua Tree and recording it. And so I'm so looking forward to it. It's a really nice feel. It's kind of like a little blend of pretty much most of the albums it's almost like put in one album. Ooh. Everything we've done. So it's going to be kind of nice. A little mixture. Nice mixture. Let's put it that way.
Any idea on a release date at this point?
Probably the first, I want to say January.
Well, Steve, you know I'm looking forward to having you back on the show when the time comes, and thank you so much for this incredible album. Where can people find you at?
Well, I mean, they can go to www.stephenrushingwynnmusic.com, or they can go to rushingwynnart com and see my artwork, and they can always find the link, go into my music page.
It's always great to catch up with you. Hopefully we can get together in person here in the near future, and good luck on all your endeavors, and especially on the gig coming up in a couple weeks. I know it's going to go great. Don't overthink it. You got this. You got this. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep enjoying the great tunes on Defunct. Thanks again for joining me today, Steve.
Thank you very much for having me.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com. Thank you.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.